You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
The other day, I was searching the internet. Oh yes, not for anything bad, just as you run a your Google search. Remix to ABBA, Money, Money, Money. And you know what came up? It was one of these websites called like A to Z Lyrics. And there was this ABBA remix called Transfer Time Tunnel. And the lyrics to this ABBA Money 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 song remixed by Transfer Time Tunnel was this. I couldn't quite believe it. Listen to this. Listen to the lyrics. Money, money, money must be funny in a football world. And money, 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 always sunny in the Transfer Time Tunnel. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. And it was so strange that I was on this Google website finding out the lyrics to this Transfer Time Tunnel remixed ABBA song. And I was thinking, are they the lyrics to my feature? They are, aren't they? Well, welcome, football friends, to the new feature, which is based all on the Premier League riches. Stop doing the tongue thing. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average football teams. So I thought, me, Alex Mearns, I'd see what some players from the past would cost these day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total prices for some of history's greatest football sides. Oh yes, it's a good idea that, Alex. Thank you. I came up with it myself. So, to give you an idea, if Matic cost Man United 50 million, how much would Pirlo cost? Or, if Lukaku cost Man United 80, what would a peak Wayne Rooney cost Manchester United in this day and age? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Manchester United's 2008 Champions League winning squad, featuring the likes of Mr. Wayne Rooney, Mr. Ronaldo, Mr. Scholes and Mr. Carlos Tevez. What we do on this feature is we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll work out the team total. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. What I'll do is I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who is the most expensive team from history in today's market. What a feature, Alex. Currently, Barcelona's 2009 squad, well, they're 1-11, is topping the Transfer Time Tunnel table with a huge 913 million. So, how much will Fergie's men cost? Let's find out. In goal, in that Champions League final against Chelsea, was Edwin van der Sar, a great goalkeeper, but he was at the fine age of 37 in 2008. He went from Fulham to Man United and was unbeatable at times. He was the oldest ever player to win the Premier League at 40 years old. Oh, wow. How do you even get up out of bed in the morning at that age? 4 league titles at Manchester United, 2 league cups, 1 Champions League, but he was 37. So I'm just going to go with a measly 5 million. Imagine if he was 10 years younger, people. Manchester United played a 4-3-3 in the final against Chelsea. So we'll start at right back. Wesley B. Oh, yes. Wesley B. Wesley Brown. Wes Brown. He was 28 in 08 and he managed to accumulate 232 appearances for Manchester United, the Red Devils. He was a decent player, made better by Sir Alex Ferguson and made better by the club he was at. I guess he was great in that season, the 2008 season, and he managed 23 appearances for England. That probably says more about England than it does Wes Brown. So I'm going to go with 22 million. First centre-back, Rio Ferdinand. Now a boxer, but used to be an elite-level centre-half. The Red Devils made Rio the world's most expensive defender in the world when they bought him off their rivals Leeds United in 2002. And you know what, Rio? It still hurts, mate. He won the lot. though, at Manchester United, Ferdinand was considered atypically, well, defensively genius player. He had a kind of continental style of defensive play. He was singled out for his unique technical ability and confidence on the football. Well done, Rio. He was 29 in 08, and do you know, he captained the side that day, ahead of Scholesy, Vidic, the likes, so he was heading into his 30s. But I'm going to still whack down $47 million for a 29-year-old Rio Ferdinand. Second centre-half, Nemanja Vidic. I was going to say Nemanja Matic. Nemanja Vidic signed for $7 million in 2006 and was only 26 in 2008. He was in his prime and was probably the world's best defender. I'd say at the time, proper defender. Rio, obviously cultured defender. Vida, strong, old-school defender. Him and Rio just made a perfect partnership. I'm going to go with a whopping $72 million for Vidic at that age, which I still think would be a snip. Left-back Patrice Evra, regarded as one of the best players in the world in his position. I'm going to think. Come on, Alex, get it out. Evra is a fast, energetic and athletic left-back who, despite his size, is physically strong and good in the air. He won 5 league titles for Man United, 3 league cups, 5 community shields, 1 Champions League and 1 FIFA World Cup. FIFA World Club Cup. He was 27 in 08, so I'm going to go with $53 million. Kyle Walker cash. In total, the defence and goalkeeper costs a total of $199 million, which I think is very cheap for one of the best defenders in Europe at the time. After a quick break, we'll do the midfield and attack. You need to stay tuned, Football Hour friends, because Rooney, Ronaldo and Tevez are all going to be involved.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. Welcome back to Manchester United's 2008 Champions League winning squad on Transfer Time Tunnel. What we're going to do now is we're going to take one foot forward from the defence into midfield. Hello, who's in midfield? Well, none other than Owen Hargreaves. Once a top midfielder, I'll have you know, now just a very average pundit on BT. He was sadly plagued by injury, only ever played 202 club appearances in his whole career, which would definitely affect his transfer price. Despite that, though, the bloke won 4 Bundesliga at Bayern, 1 Champions League at Bayern, 1 Champions League at Man United, and 1 Premier League at Man United. So, not too shabby, but I think the injury record is going to affect his transfer price. He was 27 in 08, so I'm going to go with $37 million. English midfielder, ripe age, I think 37. Second in midfield, who've we got? Who's that ginger bloke over there? Is that you, Scholesy? Oh, yes, it is. A player who somehow managed to get better since retiring. Everyone seems to love him now. When he was a player, he didn't get that much credit. Do you want to know what he did, though? He won 11 Premier Leagues. He won 3 FA Cups, 2 League Cups, 5 Charity Shields, 2 Champions Leagues. Wow. He was a great passer. Great. Unbelievable shot on it. Excuse me, I'm getting all excited talking about Paul Scholes. Who'd have thought it? Unbelievable shot on him. He was 33 in 2008 and wouldn't want to ever leave Manchester United. So I think his price will not obviously be as high as it was if he was 7 or 8 years younger. So I'm going to go with $27 million. Next to Scholesy, in this incredible midfield trio, Michael Carrick. Despite playing as a deep-lying midfielder, Carrick does not rely on pace, physical attributes and tackling like a typical midfielder. Instead, he reads the game, which helps him anticipate any attacking threats from the opposition team. He's still at Manchester United and is the last of this squad to be there with the Red Devils. He was 27 in 2008, so they had a great midfield. Hargreaves and Carrick at a good age, Scholesy with the experience. I'm going to go with $48 million for Carrick, which I think is a good price. He's a great, great player. Left forward, someone you might have heard of, Cristiano Ronaldo. He first won the Ballon d'Or after the Champions League final. Then he went on to win 13 titles so far at Real Madrid. He won 3 Premier League titles in a row at Man United and moved to Real Madrid for £80 million in 2009, which at the moment doesn't seem a lot, but back then was huge money. A prolific goal scorer, Ronaldo holds the records for the most Champions League goals, 109, and the European Championships, which is 29 goals, as well as the most goals scored in a Champions League season. One season alone, he scored 17 goals and has scored more than 600 senior career goals for club and country. Guess what? He was only 23 years old in 2008. I think a 23-year-old CR7 in today's current market is going to be worth, are you ready to fall off your seats? I think he'd be worth, at that age, £345 million. A 23-year-old Ronaldo in today's market. I think that's reasonable. Next to him, moving on, Carlos Tevez obviously eventually moved to Man City but was a terrier for Man United that season. He often started on the bench behind Berbatov, but he did start in the final. Did, though, only score 19 goals in 63 appearances at Old Trafford. He was a good striker at 24, but not a great player, but good players go for massive amounts nowadays. So I'm going to go with kind of Morata money. I'm going to go with 57 million. Last player on the list, Mr. Wayne Rooney. Not only does he have the most goals in history for Manchester United, he has the most goals for his country, England. He was 22 in 2008, and you forget now, he was just one of the best players on the planet at that current moment. Do you know what? He went on to win 5 league titles at Manchester United, 1 FA Cup, 3 League Cups, a Champions League, Europa League. He won the lot. His trophy cabinet is bulging. So I think I'm going to go for Wayne Rooney at that age in today's current market, £158 million. And I think it'd be well worth it. It also brings Manchester United's 2008 Champions League winning team total on tonight's transfer time tunnel. That's a lot of T's there. To a massive £871 million, which is just below Barca's table-topping squad, which managed 913. But they were very, very close on transfer time tunnel. It was a great squad to do, a brilliant Man United team. Will Mourinho managed to ever create a squad that good at Old Trafford? I'm sure we'll talk about that on the Football Hour on another show, on another podcast.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.